Up atop, key out with Nameless Town. Palm Springs in the middle with Caroline and Anjali Kidjo taking you out. Houses in Motion, a track you might have heard once or twice. She's covered the entire Remain in Light album by Talking Heads. Definitely worth plugging it into Google if you haven't given that one a chance already. It is 7:45 and you're here on 2SER Breakfast. My name's Tess Connery and getting you through your Wednesday morning. Now, a lot of us may well have just finished off nursing hangovers after the Christmas and New Year's festivities, but for a lot of Australians, alcohol and drugs is an ongoing addiction, and for some people, even a way of life. For the men and women wishing to break the cycle, there is Foundation House. They're a drug and alcohol and gambling rehab facility sponsored by the CFMEU and run outside the usual parameters of the New South Wales Area Health Service. Today I'm joined on the line by David Atkin. He is the Executive Officer of Foundation House, to find out a little bit more. David, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Well, good morning, Tess.
Could you tell us a bit more about the Foundation House for those who might not have heard of it? How did it all start?
So back in the late 80s, there was a lady by the name of Pat Carr, and she was a welfare officer at the, I can stand corrected on, it was the construction union back in the 80s. And she noticed that there was a lot of men that were dying and presenting themselves with alcohol and other drug issues. And so an organisation by the name of the Building Trades Group Drug and Alcohol program was formed, and that went out and did toolbox talks out on building sites, and they, from their success, they recognised that there was a need to go further and have somewhere where people could go and get some residential treatment, as the issue was, it was just a large issue on the construction site. So in 2000, Foundation House was opened in the grounds of Callan Park at Roselle.
And you guys are still to this day sponsored by the CFMEU. How does that make Foundation House different?
Well, because we're a workplace intervention, that's the whole point of difference for Foundation House. We have a priority system where it's construction industry and health services people, but the intervention takes place in the workplace. So invariably, if there's someone, we get toolbox talks, and we now have a program which is run by the Building Trades Group. Jim Finane runs it out of on building sites, a two-hour impairment training program. And through that, we get our referrals, or people are able to get in contact with Foundation House. So that's what makes us unique, is that we're a workplace intervention.
And I was reading as well the course that you guys offer, based around the 12 Steps program that people might know from Alcoholics, Narcotics or Gamblers Anonymous. Could you explain how the course that you guys work with works?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of a picture as to the client journey when someone's coming in. So initially what we do, Tess, is we do a comprehensive face-to-face assessment on someone before they come in to determine eligibility, suitability, and whether or not our service can meet their needs. So once we've established that, then the client comes in. They need to be 5 days or 5 days clean of all substances, or 14 days. Now, they can achieve that through the New South Wales Public Health Service, which has a number of public detoxification units throughout Sydney, Royal North Shore, Concord, Nepean, Fairfield and St Vincent's all have excellent withdrawal units attached to them. So then the client comes in to see us and didn't stay with us for 28 days. And so from there we do a treatment plan, they get case management, they get one-on-one counselling, they get group therapy, they get financial counselling, they do yoga, and they attend self-help groups, AA, NA and GA of an evening. So over the course of 28 days, we're a 28-day program, it is extremely intense for that 28 days.
And, yeah, it does sound very intense, and it sounds like there are a lot of resources going towards it. How many people can you accommodate at any given time?
Well, at the moment, we're in a building that has the capacity for 19, but we can only have 13 at the moment, our maximum, because we just don't have the funds to be able to have the other six beds filled. plus, of course, to be fair, those extra six people, we already saturate the services that exist in Sydney for aftercare and other services which we have relationships with. So for us just to say that we can have six more people is a bit of a slippery slope, because for them to go on to other programs or to be able to properly address what they've started to address, there's no other services for them to go to. So we hope that at some point we'll be able to have our own halfway house, but at this stage we have a capacity of 13.
And so, speaking of the halfway houses and you know, other programs, what support is available for people once they do complete the course?
Well, for us, we have this, and I guess it's the point of difference test, because we have this wonderful peer support network, and every Wednesday evening we have a relapse prevention group and we have a peer support barbecue, and we get about 50 ex-residents back each week. And so we survey our clients on their completion, and the most powerful group that they all say was that relapse prevention, when ex-residents come back and they talk about how their journey of recovery is going. And it's in that moment that they believe that if that person sitting across from them can do it, that they can do it. And for all our fancy groups and yoga, it's that peer support, when that plumber, that electrician, or that person that came through the program sitting there said, well, I sat in those seats, I slept in those beds, and I ate that food, and I listened to that group, and I've been able to achieve what I set out to achieve. And that's incredibly powerful for those guys sitting in there. So that's what we have. And also we have a bit of outpatient counselling that's also available for people who've come through the program.
It's some incredibly important work you guys do. David, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Tess. Have a good day.
You too.
Right. Bye-bye.
That was David Atkin. He's the Executive Officer of Foundation House, chatting about their rehabilitation program. We will get the links for them up on the podcast. You can find that on 2scr.com. And if you or anyone you know does need help, please call the Drug and Alcohol Counselling Helpline. They're always available. 1-800-888-236 is the number. Again, that is 1-800-888-236. There is 8 more minutes until we do hit 8 o'clock, and the newsroom is not too much further away. I got a track for you now from Owen Lakes and the Tragic Loves. It's called I'm Glad to Have Her Back Again. Morning.